Hello, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. There was a time in my life when I used to react to what I named the monotony of my daily life. Others might call it the daily grind. It was the repetitive nature of life that returned unchanged each morning I woke. I rose and navigated my way through its consistent demands, uninspired and somewhat jaded by its repetitive nature. All I could see was sameness. Consequently, I was slightly depressed and my joie de vivre suppressed. I slowly came to recognize that the source of my depressed nature had little to do with my repetitious life. It was all to do with the way I chose to frame my daily routine. There are demands life places upon every one of us. We cannot expect them to serve our particular wants and needs, for we have responsibilities, many of which are indeed self-inflicted. I had a mortgage to service, yet I chose to buy a house. I needed work and I had said yes to the job offer. I had a family to care for, yet I'd chosen to marry and commit myself to having a family. In truth, I was looking on life through my own eyes and failing to see through the prism of my faith in God. Again, something I'd chosen to embrace. Much of life is simply patient endurance. This simply means proving steadfast in the face of difficulties. My difficulties were all within. My perception of life and my eternal reaction to its tediousness. I came to realize this was, in fact, sin. God gives me my life, and I'm invited to live it in the light of God's acceptance, forgiveness, and grace. To resent life is one aspect of denying God. In conversation with God, I came to see that I had the capacity to live confident that God was with me in every moment of the day, or experience ongoing dissatisfaction, yearning for something I didn't have and could not attain. Many people yearn to win the lottery in the expectation it will turn their dreary existence into a fairy tale. Yet, that's exactly right. It would be no more than a fairy tale, an escape from reality. We are invited to discover obedience in the practical realities of our own life. It's all we have, and much as we might want someone else's life, and the popularity we associate with chasing a dream, it's only a form of escapism used to dampen down the disappointment of our own lived experience. As we enter into the God space today, your life is a precious gift from God. You live in a social construct that appears to grant unfair privileges to someone over others. This can prove the greatest distraction. Call out to God right now, for God is alongside you and alone can lift the burden of monotony from your shoulders. Amen. I've discovered the value of seeking out the presence of God in each moment of my life. In some respects, I don't have a lot. I need to work and can sometimes weary at the thought. Yet, I do know God is with me in every moment. I just need to take a look and find where God is. Visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope and follow along with these daily meditations at home. And join me this Sunday for Premier Life, as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. But for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.